You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town. Retirement feature.
Well, it's hard enough to plan for retirement without throwing a global pandemic into play, but now that the COVID-19 disease is wreaking havoc on our daily lives, on our economies and our retirement accounts, your original plan for your retirement is probably not workable anymore. And we've invited Gyongi King, Chief Investment Officer at Alexander Forbes Investments, to share what we should be doing during times of great risk and uncertainty. Gyongi, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me today.
Now, first off, I know many will be looking at their retirement accounts, their RAs, their unit trusts, and wondering, especially if you're close to retirement, whether or not they should be delaying that decision by a couple of years. What would your advice be now?
So, without going into individual specifications, because everybody has to deal with their own individual retirement planning and everyone's circumstances are different, it's really about thinking about the long-term structure of your investment savings. What were you planning at the beginning? What was your strategy? And effectively just maintaining your purpose and your strategy through these difficult times. It's very easy to get emotional and make decisions right now, but just sticking to the long-term plan is most important.
Sticking to your long-term plan, so if your long-term plan was to retire, you're 65 this year, are you saying go ahead and do it and realize those losses as you transition from a fund into an annuity-type product?
I think what's important is engaging the financial planner right now, because they'll know your individual circumstances, and more often than not, there's a bit of a structured planning. It's not about de-risking or de-leveraging from one instrument directly to another, but more about the entire plan of that individual. So I think it's very important, especially now, to engage with individual planners to understand exactly your own circumstances and how you're going to effectively de-gear yourself or save for your retirement planning right now.
Now, if you look at the way Alex Forbes Investments approaches this, it's all about sticking to your journey. But the problem is we see too many people making knee-jerk responses during times of crisis. What would you like to echo in terms of a message to retirement savers who are really concerned that markets can go a lot further south from here?
I think what you have to do is look at history. It's not necessarily that history repeats, but what we've seen in history is that whilst the COVID-19 epidemic and the global economic crisis that it's caused is unprecedented, these kind of market reactions to uncertainty are not. So we've seen this before, and what we have seen is once you have a very sharp downward correction, you often see a very sharp upward rebound, and you don't want to invest the time that in any way whatsoever. So it's about sticking to the long-term goal and making sure you continue with your strategy. If any of your fundamentals have changed, obviously you have to reassess that. But if they haven't, in terms of strategic planning, you need to carry on.
Now, I think many of us, if we were in a prudent fund and we were approaching retirement anyway, we would have been shifted to lower risk assets as we're approaching retirement. The thing is, even those got sold off this time. So unless you were in cash entirely, you are still going to be drawing significantly less compared with what your expectations were only 6 months ago.
Yes, and I think that just talks to individuals and exactly the retirement planning journey that everybody's on. Everybody won't be in the same circumstances, so copying somebody else's response mechanism or changes is not necessarily suitable for you. So a retirement journey is an individual journey, and actually thinking about your planning beforehand, where we sit today as markets, and your future planning and how you're going to fund yourself post-retirement really is very individualistic. So with reacting to the market as we sit today and individual plans and where they are from a market perspective really depends on where you are on that journey. And I think it's very important that everyone at this stage really engages with their planners and make sure that they are assessing their full needs, because often there will be some sort of balancing mechanism between the growth assets, those that have been aggressively sold off, and exactly as you say, more conservative cash or fixed income investments.
Of course, it's about riding out those sort of short-term ups and downs and staying on course to meet your goals and sticking the course and the journey and all of those things that we're repeatedly told about retirement planning. I still don't get the sense that that helps someone who's making a transition now. Surely it would be better to keep your money parked in your retirement savings and only realize the two-thirds to buy an annuity once markets have at least stabilized?
So that's an interesting question, because it depends on what annuity you're actually targeting post-retirement. And that's a very broad question, because a lot of people will target a certain type of annuity. Then you've got living annuities, you've got many types of annuities. So it's very important you consider what type of annuity you're actually trying to target post-retirement, and that those decisions that you're making right at the moment are in line with those. For instance, if you're targeting some sort of fixed annuity, there'll be a different type of return stream that you need to get that and get the same income stream guaranteed, for instance, from one of the big insurers. So it's about making sure that individuals really think about their own circumstances and don't think about the market as a whole and reacting to the market environment.
Georgie King, Chief Investment Officer at Alexander Forbes Investments, advising you to ride out these ups and downs. The one thing that history does teach us is that these corrections happen quite quickly, and these drops can be fairly short-lived.